in davening we say ki chaloyim yof, as the life na mensch is mamash ki chaloyim yof. Just like the etzem chefta from the mensch, his life is, before you know it, it's over. I remember when I was a little boy, now all of a sudden I find myself, I'm already 95 years old, yishayach hazazach, it's ki chaloyim yof, you don't realize it. At the hochi v'hochi, the time flies. Just like it is by a person's goofiness, you know, before you know it, it's just, you can't even hold on to it, it goes right, it's all zach with ruchni yistika hasogis, it's all sofik, yishtetach in yaris dvash, adish ha-Hashem b'yimotzai, as the asol yom tzvish in Rosh Hashanah, yom kippur, ziyev shiz koro v'chol koro v'chol shakru v'emes, as the azok to yaris dvash ha-chidish, that even if somebody is not koro, ziyev shiz gives a gewaltig yisaridis, and a person has to hold on to it. If you don't hold on to it, a person loses it. That was the word that we spoke about. Amafana libe levatola areza muschai benavshay. So the Sforim explains that every single day there's a basko yoytze mahachoyde. Va'oyim oylem lebriyas melboynes shal toyde. So what was the last time you heard the basko? I don't hear the basko. You heard the basko. Whoever hears this basko. So if you don't hear the basko, what do you need the basko for? No one hears it anyway. So Mefarshim explains that the basko is in the hearts of yedem mensch. And yedem mensch yevish gizem hashtuk. And you say, oh, you want to do this? You want to? That's the basko. That's the b'chol yom yoytze basko mahachoyde in yedem yiddish and neshama. Even if Zokta Yair is the Vash, I feel in a Rosh HaGomer. It's going to make him a move. He should make a move. Now, what's the problem? A mensch haltes nishton. But when you find yourself a shtub, it tells you, don't look around during davening. Stay, put visors on your eyes. Stay, look at your mazah. And then, no, you're going to look anyway. You want to see who's buying the aliyah. It was Harum Shkulim with the Narish gate to see the middis what goes. But you're a final leaving of Atala. Why'd you look? Why are you taking part of it? Why are you looking? What's up, Smith did? And a person doesn't, that is a father of Libel about Titanashkeit is Mishai Benashem. Chasashon. The Yavish gives everybody Gavaldik and Sardis, and you have to hold on to it. You have mamish have to hold on to it. If not, Chasashon is a Moedik Kitru. If not, there's someone that's in the Koisle based Medish, somebody at Daman Savishim B'nai Torah, but this is the highest, it's the peak, it's the highest level of Klaisel, those that are Yegei and Torah, and you have a Chelik of it. You're davening together with them. And as much as shachas that you have to turn it, that's how much you bottle mavutl to such a tzivus. I found it is moedik is oilis. And it's the gvaldik tfilis that I said with bankshaf, with givain, with everything. It's a person supposed to hold on to it. And a person chasim shalom comes rashoni and kippur. Comes Shabbos, nochem kukul is ready. He's going to sleep like it was like the whole year ready. He did, it was the onkein shinui. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? I lose Rosh Hashanah. Sarvekalov, mamash sarvekalov. This is the secret of the kesel yom chagain with a bhalta natog. It's so hard to hold on to the oitzes that you have. Therefore, the Alter von Keln, he made a takona, and it was nimshach for all his talmidim, asili year kodesh. You count 10 days, and you make it kodesh. And then you count another 10 days, you make it kodesh, until the cholopach is till Chanukah. To hold on to the feelings that you once had. And once you had those feelings, when you experience it again, you magish and the feelings again, so it's onhal, dosabach gehal. And this bekesel yom chagenu, the bahal, it's bekesel, it's mechusa. It's a choyk of Yisrael, it's a mishmal kei yankim, but it's a choyk, as I is that, because it goes and it comes, it goes and it comes. But glitlach is the mensch that a person holds on to it. Yishtet na ben yoyna shabbeis, hoi shidalit, adelech hachamishi ma'asei shimei tshuva. Hayori as dvar Hashem, liba yochel bikirboi. If somebody is yori dvar Hashem, you're afraid dvar Hashem. A person should sit it. Bidaito ki ko favos, as was as he called myself a sefer nechtovim. Everything that you did was written down. Who wrote it down? You yourself wrote it down. It's your handwriting and your signature. And be'esahi olekim yovi b'mishmat. This is noy devoim b'mishmat. As called myself, I'll call nelem em toiv emra. Every good thing a chas shom fakir. A person's give. There's a gavaldik dim v'cheshmen. I say she made shuvazok rabbi yoyna. The most sitrin. He says, "Likboya biyoyim ubalayla itim lehisboided b'chadorov lechapes drochav alachkar." Rabbi Shaul Zalanter didn't let any of his talmidim who took him at gedolei toyde anokim mamish to take off any time during Elul Koshka and the rest of the year of bittul toyde. Nothing. The siddur yeshiva, the siddur whatever they learned in the kollelim on the yeshivas, whatever they had, the talmud toyde is gemar and toysish and I'll be mafsi. He didn't let except aseish meitshuva. And since he made tshuva, they used to have these voided places, they used to have the Beis HaMusa, where people used to go and cry their heart out, they used to Musa the whole day, the whole night. You heard the koil of Torah of different people coming in and coming out. And Rabbi Shaul Zalanter used to go and say Shmuz and this Talmidim Rabitzala. And all the different Talmidim used to come to say in the different places where they had this Beis HaMusa, where there should be a place, but Frat and Aseh Shemei Tshuva. Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. In the Sefer HaYira, from that's Rabbeinu Yoina, Zogt Razei, Mishenichnas Elu ad Motzoi Yoim HaKippurim, Yechored V'yorei Me'emes Adin. This is a Rishon, these are very powerful, strong people. They say an expression, those that fail to prepare, prepare to fail. If somebody doesn't prepare, then he's preparing to fail. There's nothing to talk about. I mentioned Muzot Tzugret, he has to be Chored. I don't know if we're in such a big dagger that we're chored in the adin. I don't know chored adin, but oynish that we surely know. If we still take back, look back what happened this past year, what happened to Klein Alivi. Remember, I was saying, Rosh Hashanah, it fell into my heart, Leflato, the 4 or 5 seconds that the little Alivi was fighting for his life, when he was fighting with the Netzeach. To Leflato, somebody to come and save him. He's a little kid. Umshuli, who is he fighting? He's fighting against a bear. Where was the Leflata? And it was written out last Rosh Hashanah. And it was signed last Yom Kippur. Where was the Leflata? Where was our Leflata? Our Gevein? That it shouldn't happen to a Yiddish kid, what happened to Leiby. It's a nightmare of a nightmares. If he fight, the Midas Adin went. That he did it. Chutzun Chil Hashem. I don't want to say Kittug in these heilig moments. But that. But if Shaul Miller used to put into the Yalav Yovi, but Yosef Yalav Yovi, you say by bench, you can say there, it's not designed, heat is in there. Each one goes up, and you put in your whole emphasis, whatever you can, and be mispal, not only for yourself, for everybody. Zok Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perik Beis Halacha Zayin, Yom HaKippurim Hu Zman Tshuva L'Hakol, it's open. Liyochid ularavim. Who cares? This is the end. This is the last stop. Now is the chance. Michilos lichli yisol. It's the last chance. This is the end. Lefika chayom hakor lase is tshuva v'hisvadis v'yom kippurim. Yom Kippur is something you have to prepare. If you're not going to prepare for it, you're going to lose it. It's going to come out with the gunim, and you'll be looking at the clock, the watch, to see what time davening is over, and this and that, and when is the break, and how many minutes, and this and that. And you'll be fanum with narishkeit shabin narishkeit. Except for the chiyuv of tshuva means to come back. To come back to do tshuva. Now, the Rambam Amor Nevuchim in Chele Gimel from Lamed Zayin, Reb Chaim Friedland told me that people run away from the Sefer Amor Nevuchim. He says, yeah, if I stay, there should say chalokim. Over the dritte chelik, everybody has to learn. There's such chedushim over there, and poshet the musa, that we can relate to that the Rambam lowered himself down to put it on the nusach, as yedem mensch can es fashtein. In paid look in Chele Gimel, they have it today with Nakudas with Farshim. Vlu him in ha'odom. Shaloi yuchel esaken zeham uvus le'olam. If a person would think, I can never get out of my head. Hoyamas min al ta'usa. He'll continue. Ve'efshe shahoyam moisef b'meryo. He'll even give it, I throw them in the towel, I'll give me 1,000 times worse. Achshol nishaloi tachpulim. If a person would believe that Yom Kippur can get out, he can get out of his all is fashtukin avedis, because we have no hasug, we'll soon see what it means to become lamaila with a person, which you have to give them a cheshem for. And just because you learn about it doesn't mean anything. You have to face the music. You do it, you're responsible for every penny for whatever you derive. And if a person is mimicking it, can't be sugar about it. But if a person wouldn't believe that he can get out of it in Yom Kippur, he'll be masbid al ta'usai, and the ef shall be moisiv. He'll give up. Therefore, Zok the Rambam, you have to believe it. And therefore we give you a Yom Kippur to know that you can get out of it. When I mentioned Musach Tzugreti and the Chayiv Adam Lassis Tshuva, Lohari Yisliber Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, and to know if you're in my mind, you'll be able to get out of it. Zok Te Daskenim Baal Toysis and Vayikra, Kipitl Eidot and Perik Beis Yud Gimel, Zok Te, Im Lo Yehoi Mishapir, Ho Yeh Moistiv Lachtoi. The same thing like, Moshe Leachat Shebegod of Tzoyim, Einem Mishamnim in Atid, Avod Olam Shebegod of Nekiyam. It's the Eib says, Mechilas Licha Mekapore, it takes everything off. And if a person knows that he has a Yom Kippur, a mensch weiß this, so because if he wouldn't have the Kapore, first of all, God, like Ramah, he would be Masim Bechet. If a person has to listen to the Divri Chazal, and to prepare himself to take out all the Pagamim, and then he'll know that he'll be clean, so it's such Kedai, to put in the effort, to put in the work. The charge of the Rebbe, 21 days before he was lifted, he was weak, so weak, he felt himself leaving the Welt already. Shteta, 30 days before a person leaves the Welt, he loses the Tzar Tzilom. There's a certain thing around him, and he loses it. Reb Chaim Ginzburg's father, that was perfectly well. Rabbi Chaim Ginzburg, he was a mamash goyim. Rabbi Chaskel Zedem. 30 days from before he was nifter, he told his rebbetzin, "Is that nish? Chabas Shem Falonim." She didn't know what he was talking about. She didn't know what he said. Ezra says nish. And he toiled himself in the mikveh, in the mikveh, in the swimming pool, and he made a bracha. Some goyim sheet is told you make a bracha out of Yom Kippur on tefillah. He made a bracha shekhar tefillah. On mitzvahs tefillah. We don't pass in that way. The shulchan brings down the shita. We don't pass in that way. He made a bracha, and then when he came out of the pool, he was nifter. And no one saw any shemitz of weakness, of sickness. Oh, but this gespirt, at this gespirt, a gate from the bell. Sorry, tzilam. Look at the Ramban and sorry, tzilam. As a person, as the greatest tzaddikim, goinim, he wasn't a chassid shereve. He was a litvish of Talmud Chacham. More than 30 didn't have in his head. He's at Tzugukumen of Zainweg, the Chodke Vedebe, at Tzugukumen of Zainweg. It's big tzaddikim 30 days before their Magish has Megechim for the belt. It's the Chodke Vedebe 21 days before he's lifted up to Uf gave his hand of the Exactor Zain. He says, "We are Malaya Ovoim. But Tata Dubus Malay Rachman." He says, "Kum Machna Cheshbin, how big is the Malaya Ovoim? How big is the Malay Rachman?" The Malay Rachman, the Hebrew says, infinite. It's absolutely infinite. And our chatoyim benegeya to what einach nami mo moli oven, but doesn't come to an infinite ein soif. So look, so give us, even though we're moli oven, but you're so big and there's so much toif. Yes, from dein toif, yes, it's of us. Yes, as ma alles all sein gesund. Slach lo, slach no la avoyno om azeh, ki goydul chazdecha. But Rabbi Avrom Slonim gezog, what's make it goydul chazdecha? What does that mean? Sometimes I made a commercial. He says a king made a moiridika party for himself, his anniversary or the day he was inaugurated, whatever it was. Kids, he made such a moiridika suda and he invited choshev people. His day, all the choshev people finished eating, it was over. Now what do you do with the food? This thing was made for the covet of the melech, but you can't throw it out, it's a messiah. So good, they put it out of cruise, the pshuti yom should come eat. Yes, for covet of the melech. The pshuti yom, everybody came to guess and guess. Still, there was so much left over. What should we do? They told the, he asked the king, "What should we do? There's no way we catch this festival." So he said, "Then all the poishim osish come. Even though it was the guy, the bandit, the drunks, let him enjoy the suda. I can't have my suda going exist." But the Rav Avrom Slonim gezog, "Slachno la avoyno om azeh ki goydul chazdech dos to chazeh fil. Vos kesh shen tomit yen chesed. Who are you going to throw? You have so much. How much could you give? How much could you give? Vivel can tzaddik and shenem and vivel is the pshuti yom. Give a filler to the shoyim. There's so much. You have to realize. Yomam yutzoru v'loy echad. You take a look at the beginning of the Mazar HaMavua. It brings on the milus hayoyim. Vivel good, the Eivishim wants to vul gisrav zayn the kinder. And it's such goyul chazdecha. And if you're from the pshuti yom, or if you're even from the poishim, just say, please give me. The Eivishim will give you. Because he doesn't want it to be umzist. What did he create it for? You just have to be a Malayu. Just ask for it. But if you don't ask for it, right before Tkiya Shayfa Lam Natsayach Vnei Koyach Mizmor. Vnei Koyach, they come to Rebbe, Vnei Koyach, Gans Klaiso. So mach gut Tzolus for Klaiso. Okay, they did Shuvit Lizmor, but Vnei Koyach, they come to Rebbe, the Vnei Koyach, it's awesome, those moments that I feel in Yiddish and Mamas that don't even begin to know what it's all the tights, not even a mashu. And they cry and cry, they cry, they just cry by the Lam Natsayach, they don't even know what they said, they cry. And Rav Chaim Sanza said, he didn't let, when Rav Chaim Sanza, when they said Yud Gimel Midis, and they said all these types of tefillahs, Lam Natsayach, Yud Gimel, all these men, and the ladies kept on crying and crying, he didn't let the Baal Tekeh, he didn't let the Baal Tefillah continue until they stopped crying. He said, Malev doch von Zeh Tefillahs. For see, the mensch veint and veint and veint, the Sha'olim are open, the Sha'olim are open. If you're an Elich Yid, your heart's flat out. He said, we come to Arayim, the Bnei Koyrach, then the chotonim now, all of a sudden, the ganz klai so, at this moiridike moment, was it together at vore. So I saw in a sefer, Rabbi Alexander Zisha, Ali Shavitz, he brings to a sefer, if I'm mogging, bring that up, a moiridike moshul, to say, for what stuff we wissen, Bnei Koyrach. He says, Amam et gehad a klein kin. The tatas are weggegangen, the kid went to see the father, the father's coming, the father's coming, the kids are father's out there, the kids are broken. Who's my tata? So what does he lean on? He only leans on his mama. The kid got sick. The kid got sick and they to take him to a doctor, to make a long story, a long marshal short. Gets the doctor, says he has to have an operation. Oy vey, and the father, the doctor's talking with the mother ain't no vein, I'm with the man, there's no one here, how can I make this decision? He tells Mezachai, he tells it, there's no decision to make, it's either this or it's over. It's the kid, don't you see, the kid chaps what the doctor's saying. So the kid starts crying to the mommy. He says, "Mommy, what are you doing to me? We lost the dementia. Come with that mess. Get me schneiden." Oh, the mom won't get ready. My kid is no brainer. What should I do? What should I do? Kids anyway. So the kid starts crying to the mommy. You always used to protect me. That no one should even say something bad to me, to make a funny face to me. You right away went out against them. Now you're coming. A mensch come with that mess. The dry doctor him come with that mess. Schneid me. And the kid's crying and the mother's crying. No one tells me. The doctor had moiled the krachmanis on the mother, moiled the krachmanis on the kid. Oh, but the kid needs operation. He tells the kid, the kid's base was, we're not going to make the operation today. We'll make the operation. Relax. Then the doctor goes into the other room, and the next room, in the hospital, was a kid that had the similar sickness. And a week ago, he made that operation. And the kid is like, gevor from pain, but lamaisa, the operation, let them get out of it. Now he's getting better. So he takes the mother, and he says, come, let me wheel in your kid. And let him look at this other kid next door. Look at him. This kid is this durchgemacht. But he knew that even if you go through the operation of a safe to safe, you can come out gesund. You have to be willing, be strong, and the aim should be to help him. Don't give up, everything will be good. We don't have about grief. I told you once from the Maral, you don't understand what it means. You just run away from it. Chaska says you'll learn any musa safe except for Eishes Chochma. If you would learn about Vastutzuch and Gehenim, you would have a cold sweat. I once told somebody in the Sefer, what is Mitzayah, what happens if the person is Nifta? The person told me, he never recovered. He used to walk in the street, he used to have, not a nightmare, a daymare. He told me he was so terrified of what he used to sweat. I'm sweating now, just thinking about the last time I saw that Sefer, was since 20 years today. Just thinking about what is Gehenim. And B'nai Karech went into Gehenim. Rav Avigdor Miller, in his rich language, calls it the horror of horrors. Everything in the Bria is a murkav of something. It has Toiv, Rachman, Chesed, of the Maral, that's Kuli did with no Taruvis Rachman. And that's Gehenim. It is such a fright that you can't be Masim. And the B'nai Karech went into Gehenim. And they were getting ready to be to Chapit. All of a sudden, Mokam Nisvatzabim. And all of a sudden they said Shira and they got out. There's no recorded in history anybody happened to somebody. Ooh, like that. And they got out. How am I going to get out? I'm going to make it with this Tkiyah Shaykhah. The Eivah should go to Kisei Din. She should go to Kisei Rachman. Gedenk to B'nai Korach. B'nai Korach was a far, far worse situation than you were. And Afu became, they got out. Zem Gevein, they said Shira, Mokum Nizbatzabam again, Moish Emes, Zanos Emes, Fitch, they got not again of the Eish Vigenem Zinishtom Yid. A person has to have Betochen and Gewaltke, Gewaltke Chizim, and to know as the Eish Vetem Elfin. You have to just believe, and she does a Tzuv with the Eish Vetem Tak Elfin. Nabitzel tells the Gewaltke Yisod in the Sefer, he says, Pri HaCharota is Kabbalah. Most people, what they do is say, okay, I'm starting new. And what happens? He's already in the middle of Neil, he's already looking at the clock to see when Baruch Hashem is over. And then he's thinking about what he's already going to eat. Why? Because he made his Kabbalah, and afterwards he tried to push the Charata. If a person would have made a Charata first, and then from his Charata, then at last. Zokrabitzel, that's the nafkmina of those people that the Yom and Arayim list and don't list. If you come, okay, I'm starting new. Okay, let's forget about the Pesach, okay, I'm starting new. So then it falls back like a rubber band, just bounces back. But if a person is maimik and realize, what did I do? And you're pulling your hair out of your head, you're very mamish meshuggah, and you feel so fashent and broken. And then afterwards you make a Kabbalah, then that is the light. Then it's fed light. We're busy, Mamish. Mamish, please help us in the schools from the ovens. Tell me the kasha. What's home with Avraham Avinu? No mal. The voice of Yehel Davram, help me. What kind of talk is that? What is it, a game? Zok to Dubin Magid. Zok to Ram Marshall to bring out the kasha. Zok to, there was a person that had a store. Chavri had a store. He bought so many different things he had in those days. He had one big store. Sold this. That. So he had a lot of clients. A lot of people used to buy me. He was like, hey, Nosha. The person bought. Once a chodesh, the guy used to come, he used to buy for him and his 20 kinder and 50 edems and the whole mishpuch and everybody brought out so much. And then the wagons, they brought everything in, it's like sacks and like that. Good, fine. He had a different person, Nadav's man. Oh, and he was a nice person, they were friendly. But what did he buy? He bought a half a herring, he bought a few chocolates and a few screws, he brought a few matches. Like, he didn't have a look at it. And half the time he didn't even pay. He said, I'll pay next month, I'll try to pay next month. Kids are very good. He had different types of customers. Kids of the rich person, and some became a chosin. Ooh, some became a chosin. I'm kaif from my matanas like the chenvini. So he buys himself a beautiful becher with a few stones in it. This is a becher, and he gives it to them right away by the vort. They put it down in the middle of the table, and the rich person says, "Take a look. This is the chenvini. He bought me such a matana." Everybody came to Vinci on Mazel because they said, "Ooh, what? Stakam wedding matana." Is the poor person also came in? He saw poor with such a becher. A few weeks later, his son became a chassan. Oop, nothing. Oh, I have to keep a good relationship. I have to send him a New Year's card, right? I have to give him a matana. So he says he found an old salt shaker downstairs in the market. He cleaned it off a little bit, and he said, salt shaker, your son should use it to tape. It's fancy. So boy, I buy some beer. So this guy got that with that note. Boy, he came with sugar. We're both friends, so he's rich and I'm poor, but we're both the same friends. It's im kev sake, it's thing that costs who knows if it's ruble kesef. And me, you buy an old piece of junk you took from your found dirt and dirt sufficient of mice, and that you give him a ton. He says, this baruigzef, don't you see the difference in you and him? Then mentions our ocean wolf league. 3/4 and maybe even more, 4/5 of my panosis comes from him. Once a month he comes, he buys off the place, and I send him, and they say, my guns are panosis comes up from them. So of course, his son's a chosin, that'll express my liebschatz and my dankbatz. You, what do I get for you? Nachalamais, we buy half a herring, you don't even pay for it, and you buy a little this, and then you this, and yeah, I'm coming, I'm paying you next week, this week, live. I lost a cheshman, come back tomorrow, come back yesterday, and the guy says, zach, it's a chalitza, it's on. So what do I get for you? Not even a copy for a whole year. So that's what you get. Misha, on Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu's doch neuro. So Avram Avinu, our father, Avram Avinu, king, good to my phone, this is kumten. Oh, but us? What do we deserve? Come together as a part of Mishan Avraham Avinu gives a skumtum sound. What's together? What's the term? So the Dubna Mag says, "I go to catch her." Tell him he's like, "Yeah." So he said, "What's the terms?" I'm going to say, "I'm not going to tell it." So I'll tell you the terms of the story. A moshul. So what did I say? He was a Dorf's man. Had my cup. He's like, "Reich." The Dubna Mag is Reich. The Goyin wrote a letter from a few letters that we have still from the Goyin, word for word, is we have a letter that the Goyin wrote to the Dubna Magid, he should come. And a letter from the children of the Goyin asking them to come to my father loves to hear. The Goyin liked the Dubna Magid. I can't switch my stain. Oh, but Yitanya, Yedik Shtay, which I do. And at Gevald is the Kuma, and the kids wrote, my father's so nenefi and Mishalom, please come, he loves to hear you. Please, I can't be masked, oh, but Yitanya, as I stay again. So to Dubna Magid, I say. He was once a person, a coffee, or a man, he knew nothing, had no shaggers or anything. All of a sudden he made up a switch, became a zillionaire. Oh, ooh, what? So what does he want? He wants to have the covetous. You were a poor person, you were a peasant, you must come to Gondish. The mice, he had a kid. The kid was absolutely brilliant. After verstanding, when he let my kid, see, he put his kid into yeshiva, he paid for tap, London to learn with him, and the kid was gewaldi. When I raised a Talmud Chochum, ooh, what? I raised a Talmud Chochum. The mice, the kid was learning by his Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva, the Anglic, the Ivet in him. He was waiting to get gay and hit it, so they could, Bochum became 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. He was the top of the yeshiva. He was so smart and so good, he was Mam Shishayin Lamelech. All of a sudden, the Rosh Hashiva was left. Oh, yeah, I try again. Where's also I know the Rosh Hashiva? So, it was Nochel Meises and the whole yeshiva, everybody's Kayev. To the Rosh Hashanah and to this person, this Bochel, because he's 20 years old, he's young, but I mean, I can't always see him. He knows everything. He's Ziz, he's a tzaddik, he's a malach. Who else is Reilaka? This cannot happen. You can't have son of a coffee done as was saying yesterday, Rosh Hashanah from the great Shishim. It's not going to happen. He's begun to tumble. Oh, so the Balabatim Rukh and Zacharayim. How long the Balabat they take over? So they say, oh yeah, we have it. No, we can't have a dirt in the son of a coffee to the Ishbir Rosh Hashanah. It's Pasnish. But If he gives 25,000 ruble kesef to yeshiva, those vices as a moiketoyle. Oh, it's a moiketoyle. Okay, his son will be Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, so that's such a good idea. They never thought of it. So they come over, they write, the delegation comes up, Duval says, thank you, I'm out of Vilich. He says, you know, but Lamai says, you're a farmer, you really had no chance to anything. Now you made a lot of money. Oh, but you want your kid to be a shiva. If you show the ganze Zimmer, Duval says, Moike, Toya, who the gifts to uns in the Moise, and will be misspelled 40 days by the Koisel, and will do all. So it's a dying kid in Zain Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, so he said, yeah, okay, money's no problem. He writes after they give. Kid becomes a shiva. Sits on top of the world, and he lives happily ever after. But Yerem Mensch is Aben Tmusa. Yerem Mensch Star is the king, the person this Rosh Yeshiva, this young Rosh Yeshiva became an old Rosh Yeshiva. And it was his time that Malachamovus knocked at the door and he said, come here, bring the kid, come stay. Kid sings Nifta. Who's Rosh Yeshiva? Who comes Rosh Yeshiva? The Tagan Satubu. He said, well, he's no Tubu, he has kids. His kids are Mamish, Tamil Chachom. Oh, his kid's going to become Rosh Yeshiva. Fine. It was out the year they came in, but came in right away during the Shiva. He came and says, Amalut, I remember when his father became Rosh Yeshiva. And they took from him 25,000 ruble kesef. If his son wants to be Rosh Yeshiva, where they're on the Zelbe. So he said, I was watching the other one. Over there, that person's father was a farmer. And that father had no shaykh to tell. Unless he showed that horse, that's Toy's Valdi. Oh, then we'll. Oh, but this one, this kid, he grew up in Toyota, maybe Toyota Kennedy's. The kids of Rosh Yeshiva are Roy Lekach. He's a near Ben Mamish Kim Kaimoy. He's Roy Lekach. Oh, mother, he should be Rosh Yeshiva. It's Feldon Gornish. Everything was perfect. So, to do with the Magadah say, Avrom Avinu! Avrom Avinu! Oh, the Vusan, the Gans, the Bria should come through you. The Bracha should come through you. Gans Kleisah should come through you. You want to have the base of Migdash, you want to have Israel? Pay for it! Who's your father? Your father's Terach! Okay, what do I have to pay? Hassan is Yonison. Okay. Savon goes from one saint to the saint. Okay, Kleisel is yours. Yeah, it's a state that not potizing your spete. When Avrom Avinu is nishdo, come to the posh of the year, Zoktat and him will help me. Who are you? I'm an enikel from Avrom. It's my father. Elekeinu velekei aviseinu. Therefore we can say, Misha honor Avrom Avinu, who Zoktat dubna magid. A father you could bank into, but we are the children of Avraham Avinu. But if let's say Avraham Avinu wants to walk into your house and he can't walk into your house, can't snitch dog Misha on Avraham Avinu. Because what Shaykh's house is, you already gave your father a get a long time ago. So how you schnit in the ganzen? They say, the one that Rabbonim wrote over to somebody else, they go, what is America? See, sir, of a Maisa Shahoya. Pashas was a Moshe, not a Maisa Shahoya. But he says, Maisa Shahoya, Zokter. What happened? He says, he went a Rov, Zokter, as a Rov, and then there was a very wealthy person in my Kehila. Anyway, he wrote it to Savar, he wrote it with lawyers, and he wrote, I should make sure everything goes empty. He was an old man, he was very, very wealthy. Kids, he writes down, all his money should go into his Oren. Kids, they didn't want to argue with him because he gave him a nice amount of money to stock. And again, the kids found out about it. The lawyer told him, you know, what he said, your father lost his mind. Kids ended to go speak to the Rav, you know, you have to tell him, you know, Papa, you can't do this and this now. All the money goes into the Rav. So the Rav saw this mamshon tach. So kids, and he sat down with him. The guy was very old. It doesn't like this. Hezekiah, you know and I know a person lives only in this belt over here. You have what do you think? Ganeden, there's no buying and selling. You don't use money over there. And Ganeden's in the Himmel and your goof stays here. So what's going to help you have all the money over here? And you know, you have to realize you have to get some Yud Gimelikrim. As a man, you gave from Divel, they gave to Chsayenevel, they gave. It's very, very important. I'm not used to give stock. Oh, but that's the Himmel. It's one of Mishpacha. She says, Rebbe, there's another one of the Yud Gimelikrim. Tchias HaMeisim. So Tchias says, what? He says, I know one thing. Once I go from the Velt, he says, my kids over here are born in America, and they're living in America. I know that, he says, after he dies, then he's going to get up. When he's going to get up, and I won't be able to eat in my kid's house. I need money to buy food. He said, I won't put my money there, I won't be able to live in the house. This is America. A mensch, weisnisch, a mensch, I'm talking about, Roman Vida, can I come by dir in Stub? A mensch says, a lekei du, a lekei, I was saying, we can't talk about, I heard of Shalom Yisrael, for a blei b'chasman, good gewenk. He said, Ableib Chasman said, what's up, Shaita, lekeinu, velekei, aviseinu? See, he said a boshel. I think he said, Ableib Chasman, or from the Chofetz Chaim, that's from Ableib Chasman. So he said, Amensh will not come to the Melech. Who are you? I don't know what you want to the king. What do you think you are? But let's say your father is Dord Nagresa Sarfa the Melech. So your father walks into the three Choshev Menschen walk into the Melech. You hold onto your father's cloak, and then they'll let you in because you're holding onto your father's cloak. So look, the dust meant Elakenu Elakav Yisenu. We start. We're holding on. When you say you feel like you're holding on to the cloak of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Alzachon. Unemerarai. But what if a person has for shalom cuts his umbilical cord? Chodesh mit ha'avos. They lived a long time ago. Shtupnish, kubnish arai. So take it there, kubnish arai. The Jikivet, there was a great tzaddik, Jikivet Ebbets, he said I'm waiting aboard. He says, Ovois, Imois is a Gematria 861. Rosh Hashanah is 861. As the other Gematria, Remes, so after the Ovois and Imois, staying by the side, to help us on Rosh Hashanah. They given us Rosh Hashanah. A med var mamurim, obidosa dain tate, obidosa my mame. But if you let your kids walk with them in skirts, when all the shvayt yon, tight fitting clothes, will the shtinkats of the maidlach bringing her in, will the mama lost this? But the mama's nicht zu viel besser. The hostess saying, geschnitten, baba sora zet nicht eis azei. Baba rochel zet nicht eis azei. Sora rifke rochel velea zen nicht, they don't wear these types of clothes. Also, opgeschnitten. Da weib hat a zewilde wer schädel? No. Sie ist nicht von der Bnei Imois. Von der Tepte von der Imois. And you? And what your dining room look like? And your kitchen? That's the Bnei, are you from the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Was auch soll er kennen, will er wie sein, du? Sogt der Jekewe, sogt der Dubne Magere, das unhalten mit der Ovis. You're coming in, you're pleading for your life. Come in, you're coming in with the Koyach of the Ovis, it's knack, etwas erregisch, etwas als ein Genischmas, etwas zu der Ovis. Bis gerob, sehr stark herumgerät, was my person has to realize, the Choyme von Chet. For Yoyber Hashem Elai Lemo, the Isay Sa'om Azeh, the Pash Sekev, I'm Sheyoyrefu, Helfe meni vashmidem ve emcha shmo metach Yiddish, Lashonis metach shemayim ve esa oischo I don't want them, they're all fafoil ve ef veir ben ahor ve boir ba eish sach fire shnei luch zavis then ev veir ve inech atos ma shem lakechem si zicham eidl ma seich ve yishayich azadah talk to Blitzky Rov, we take a look at the Pasuk in Shira Shirim for the Pasuk in Etzis Harum what is the choymer of the chet the choymer of the aveda what the Klai Yisrael did I said the Pasuk he's over there by the chasne. Gate the kallen spulzach alum mit an andere man. Normal. By the chasne, mamish. Such a merida. That's an egel, such a chutz menoida. Mamish, mamish. How do I say, Ebbis, it's pasnish to talk about these things. In fact, there's both of them here. Who's gehenk gefon? If to the davening of Rosh Hashanah, a man shall hang him as a vibe for yeshiva. From the shoes with your vibe. Sifre chayim, sifre meisim. Rabbi Yeruchim said, Emetzik, he said, a young man gave him sein freien gas up to the hostess gedug and stoop. No busha. Din doesn't mean anything to you. A pile of oil. What are you playing with your life? Kaporis. What do you know about Kaporis? A Mishach Semench, Shol Milad, Asenos Bishemu B'malchus, that we should go by Kaporis. With money, Zos Nemedi Ben Kov. Gaiton Zivish Mene, and Freund Zazaman, Ois Geputz, Ois Geschmekevit, you throw down a vase, you bring tons of more. For what? So the Kotz get the claps, they'll hate, to make room for more. Vus Geherg, you want Azazach. Yiru Shemayim B'nei Teure, you go with your wife back from Shul. That's what's in Maimon HaSinai. Shoifer. It's Maimon HaSinai. The Kol Shoifer is like Rabbein Nisadja. The person should have to get a Shemayim. Get a Shemayim. Oh, it's Yantin L'shal HaTayim with the Kosev of the Chosev. How's your feeling, Baruch Hashem? I want to look for Shaduch. I want to talk after Yantin. Fully fair. Rabbein Rosh Hashanah also ran in garbage can. I can't from Yeshiva to the street, this thing, we're not going. Nur das steht bis auf Machtech. Diese heilige Tage, die Yomim Neuroyim, This is the third day already passed. It's already a drittel passed. Tomorrow is Tzayim Gedalia. It says a nidchel Tzayim Gedalia. But Tzayim Gedalia is the Maimir b'fnei atzmoy de wakaveya tainis on Tzayim Gedalia moide g'fnei Yeshua. Tzayim Gedalia ein yidah gishtov mach na fast. Dort in Fatoizim te yo. What happened over there? What's going on? We'll leave Tzayim Gedalia. Rakopor de soilis, but it has to be in these days. So let's say you want money. Okay, let's see. Who's the one that wants money? No, let's say you're a malvin. So you go to the lawyer, the hezachai. We made it, but tonight I want the money. You can go with the kifis. You're a worker. You can't go too much with the kifis because he's going to fire you. But you can say, listen, you know, I worked, I need them. We are me today. Let's say you're a nani. Tachnun mi dabalosh. Tachnun, please, have achmanis, I need money. What if you go over to the oshel and I say, you did that guy a shodan. You were mazikin. There's much more than tachnun mi dabalosh. We're like poor people of us. We didn't listen. We don't listen to the usher. We do what we want. But what if you're his son? You hate him. You know, you're not going to swallow this. I'm telling you that you're not going to swallow this. In Kiln, they didn't let you kiss the Sefer Torah. You know that? The host is fine. What's pushed is? I'm jumping to the himmel, mamish. I threw my kids up in the air. What do you mean, Chabdu Torah, the fight? I'm sweating, though. I'm a whole lot way different. Those people that jumped forgot the last two words. Moshe emes erasa v'onu badoyim. They forgot the last part of it. That they should jump. V'onu badoyim. What's hostile at Moshe emes? Das is fine. Was kusht is? So Rav Chaim was talking about patch the toy to be kusht zir. Patch the mezuzah be kusht zir. Kusht is the toy, was kusht the toy. Is a mensch hot feind. And what if you always loid if the toy, you loid if the Eibishter? What if you slap people with you against the Fruma people? And you want to ask? What if you're a snitch and you go to the township, to IRS, and you go to the FBI and you snitch on this rich person at Doskiton, I'm telling you, he has money hidden in different names, he has Swiss banks, he has this, and you're sending these sorts of messages, and then you want money from him? And what if you're a Zasser person that you possibly need money for stamps, so you should be able to send out the letters to all the government officials against this rich guy? And you're still saying, can I please have some money? What are you going to do with the money? You're going to hurt my feelings? You're going to break my heart? What is a person to ask for? What did you do with the resources that the Eibishter gave from last year to this year? Okay, we're not going to talk about Tefillah Zakah. It's better not to say it. But Bekufya. Hashem, please help me. My hands are... What did you do with your hands? Gevalt. My feet, Hashem, please give me... I should be able to walk. I should be gesund. Please give me a gesundheit. I have a very close friend, Loya Lenny, just told me, called me, emergency, what happened? They found now something on his liver. I tell you, I never heard such despair. Well, the person left the Freilach. Reich wie Keulach. And all of a sudden, now at the liver, they found something as right before Rosh Hashanah emergency. We just found it. So I tried to tell this is good. The bench, don't worry, you yoitz with the pachad, the shetach rabbi yoitz, the pachad misses, the kapora, is no matter what you did, you yoitz with the pachad. Oh, my luck, something else. Nothing helped. It says his mother died from it, from yenamachla on the liver, and now they found it. He's losing his mind. So what did you do with your liver the whole year? What did you do with your cup? I know somebody like Leila has a growth in the head. Wie the elderly and the zaydis davenen und weinen this Rosh Hashanah is beyond words. At the Medela, 16, 17 years old, what did you do with your head? What did you put into your head? So you want a head? What are you going to do with it? You're going to hurt my feelings again? Aznayim, the peh, the dibur, what do you use your mouth for? And the worst of everything is zman, what did you do with your time? What did you do with Shabbos HaYontif? What do you do with Cholamayit? If Shach once saw a young man walking in the street, for says that he couldn't do it to every young man, he was a very clever person. He opened up the window and he screamed, "Was krachst du?" And that person got so subdued. He was so lost for the rest of his life. He's dankbar to Rav Shach for that stuff that he got. He never again wasted a mashu of his mashu. Was geist and gas, was tust, was tlach. So we're coming in. Not only we're asking, this, Hashem, give me this and give me that, I'm going to give for us and for the family. And what are you going to do with your money? Where are you going, Chol Moed? To the great adventures? To the alligators? Wow! The creatures. Hashem, please give me a car. I need two cars. One for me, for my wife. You know, I have a kid also. You know, it's my shit. She has to go to work. But I need a car for her also. And what are you doing with the car? Where are you going with the car? You're a murdered by Malchus. Are you coming like a lawyer? Oh, you're a lawyer. We're talking about a frumer mensch that believes that if you ask, you get. And what are you going to do with everything? The busha. Person thinks, think for, spend a little time. Take a cheshvan nefesh, it's kedai. Sit down. The resources that the Eivishah gave you, what are you doing with it? Look in every room in your house. Zogma, the Eivishah, can go into this room. What junk do you have in the hamper that in the base akise? You could read when no one's looking. Who made the Eivishah weak when that Netzach was strangling with a towel? Poor little Ibi. The Eivishah didn't see it? Who made the Eivishah? Tzur Yelot Chateshi, we made him weak. The Tzur, that he brought you into the well. Teshi, you made him weak. Machlishim, Koyach Shal Maila. We're doing Zeravedis. Hashem, please give me good life. I need this. I want money. I want a lot of money. Hashem, if I win the lottery, I promise. I'll get so much stalker. Told you once, a friend of mine, his wife, was nifted back in Lakewood. He was in the house a few days before he was there. She was nifted. So he took me, I was talking to him in the garage, and then he opened up slowly. He says, take a look. He shows me the dining room. This Yidden is laying on the couch, lifeless. And he says, his wife just told him that her tsar, not only that she's leaving the veld, is not shy, there's no words, she knows that her kids are soon going to be Yisraimelach. But her kids need help for homework. Her kids try, she sees in the kitchen, the little kid is trying to make supper, it's spilling out, she can't make supper. And she can't get up to help them. She just physically can't. This is a marshal of not even a tefim in a yam to the side of the shechinah and the zeta zayid like. And the yam, she can't, he's helpless, kaviyochel. So you love chateshi. Who made him weak? Who made it that so many people should be diagnosed? Who made him so much should be that crank and shouldn't be matzliach chas v'shalom and should have so many different sodas? As we did it. Is what are we coming and becoming even a young kid and becoming the al kulam? I'm saying, bagrob zech from busha. It's a song also. Everything is a song. And the sanatoykev is a song. Miyichem, miyom is with this. So the marshal, I heard this when I was a younger pashas from the Dubna Magen. In those days, every marshal only came from the Dubna Magen. But the king that made it, Lizika party, and he made such a fuss. Well, the Gazach, and he had dirt in the chandelier, was tied up. But in the olden days, well, how did they tie things? They had a Lizika chandelier with string, wrapped around something. Blew the kid that there was an oni that came, and he wanted to come into the Suda. Oh, they didn't let the oni and him come in. So the sad over there that was Shoymir was in a high mood. He says, listen, today's a happy day. The king said, you know what? There's a lot of clothes. The king has a lot of clothes that they're changing over the whole wardrobe. Go upstairs in the attic in the back. Go over in the attic and take out all the clothes you want. Take whatever you throw and wrap it up and run because we're going to throw it out anyway. Oh, he was so happy. So the guy runs up the ladder, runs all the way up, and then we need strings. So what does he do? So he cuts the string of the chandelier. Did he know what that was? Meanwhile, it starts unraveling and trust! Tons of oil with licht cooked on top. This is what happened. They run up. He didn't know what he... I know. What did we do? How many chandeliers did we smash down? How many car accidents were this year? What the hashkoch with Tzuyu Lod Choteshi, the Eib Shekenesh Hidin Zayne Kinder. How many people are living in terror? The Eib Shekenesh, why? Because we cut the chandelier. It's with lachnod af a mensch, or with a busha, trachta, madut, what you're going to, what chet is going to, what chet is going to. And she'd bring a person to him, what do you think of lachnod and regret? And to be so broken about himself. And then he should start making some sort of a kabbal, something else to get himself. So it's chufay. The nefesh ki saklev, yedem mensch kumt, the makkim zayn zayn ishamadeh. The Heilige Tag, Vasisi Masatzma, Hibu, Yikraftum Atzchem, Lufonai. you come with you, you cry your heart out, please Hashem, I have charata, please help me, please help me. There's different ways how people come. State the Nevishki Sakrib, state in Chazal, the Gemara Menoches, Misha Darkei Lahevi Mincha, Vebek Vneshi Tzai Bings a Mincha, Oni, Omer Kosh Bochum, Mali Alov, Ki Ilu Hikrib Nafshe Lefonai. The Oni. Nid Boroshim. Do to do with the Magid Favosa. Do to have other. Moshul Moad over Doim. The Tsar sent two Shluchim, that he sent them, that they should mamish, they should buy this and this tremendous business deal, and give the money, take back a chedek of it, and then have the wagon ship everything back. Gets what happened. Gets the guys with Harum Mishmuta from Vek. Somebody found out they had money. Gets it, they robbed away the whole money. Oh, what are they? He's already going from the sun. They came back and they were broken. They said, oh, shek. They lost all that money. But these two people that came, they were very, very broken. They didn't know what to do. So the sun, listen, he said, listen, really, guys, I'm a Kuyi Misa. But okay, you worked for me so many years. You're good. Okay. 1/100th of the chayv you'll pay back. So he said, we don't even have that money, 100. He says, okay, so pay me back every week, 3 zehuvim. 3 zehuvim, you're not paying me back in one time, 3 zehuvim a week, okay. So then the oni comes in, the first week he comes in, he says, listen, Adonia Amelech, Adonia Asar, he says, I'm so sorry, I really am supposed to be drink, but I'm working so hard, but I just have faith in my family, I'm just bringing true, but Ablinad, I'll be mashal, I'll try my best. Okay. He says, okay, good. The usher comes in, the guy, he says, you told me to bring 3, I'm bringing him 5. I'm bringing him 5. He said, my frask. 5 you're bringing me, Vedav there, Vedav thing 5. When a person comes, can I talk English? Yeah, you can talk English, you don't mind. If somebody puts on a new tie, and he comes to shul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's over, forget it, it's over. It's over, over. It's over. If you wear anything new, new shoelaces, so it's new gotchas. Anything you wear new, you just go. That gaiva, the mashu gaiva, you'll have gaiva on a new pair of socks. And you put it on your shoe, it's normal. You put the chois, it becomes a shoe. But now you're shaitel, now you're dressed. You're playing with your life. Who needs your tred and salsashek and salsashek? Only broken sashtochim. That you have no metzias. You don't even know where to turn. You should be so falloran from zech. A shoni am kippah, nothing new, nothing new. You don't have anything new. Old, broken, sadist. Oh, exactly, of course you have to be dressed. A Shabbos thing is non b'diyeved b'diyeved b'pchinefesh yikoyin mekum tushu mit atzabrochen nizgor a new machze new shtender have a shtender that helps you by standing it should be this side and I can fold it down that it can be this way then I have this that has to clap in the shtender itself. The whole door is nuts. Everybody Gaiva Toivas Hashem called Gvalev. Heard from Absholom, he saw it from his Rebbe. Gvalev doesn't mean Gaiva, it's Chahev. I know myself, I don't know about you. I know when I go to a gasoline station and I fill up with gas, look out, Crohn's here. I'm in the driver's seat. The car is full. I fill it by myself. Am I crazy? I don't know, maybe I am, I don't know. I feel a stasis when the car is full. When I'm empty, I'm afraid I get tired. But when the car is full, and when the boich is full, Avshalom told me, he saw people, by the suits on Mavsekis, they were eating the soup, that tredin went into the soup. When I say, take a guess, inside the tredin mitzayin soup. Broken, broken, broken. Who knows if I'm going to see my family next year? Who knows if I'll be here? Who knows if they'll be here? When I say it's yes, the soon as I'm off sick, it's so broken. So broken. Those types of people, where are they? Where are they? We should see these types of people. Epsal Limud. Astogiven Epsal. In unser Dorf, that people, there's a galop at the emes. How could a person be this goal in anything? This goal in anything? Shichis Loi. Sagt er, Ebenezer, Loi Bonov. What's the Hashchosa? Loi Bonov, sei nicht deine Kinder. I'm on my own. I can do what I want. Thank you very much. Send the check, Koto. Vizbora Lvovoi. Lema, Sholom Yearly. Everything is going to be good. Felichisness. But a person has to really prepare this. Hey, look at Yom Kippur. As I see, it's 12 o'clock. What's the matter with Mr. Dossi? I want to go through Mamash with Rabbeinu Yoina and the things in Tefillah. Time doesn't allow. No, ten lechochem yech kamoi. Hob seichel. Tomorrow, Kapolis, you should do it with money. I'm a shliach mishol mil. Do it with money you have and give it to Tzoka. Kosher Tzoka is tom meh. They're from the Tanagoyim Dorten. Prepare, take a siddur, take your mazah, prepare, sit down with your children. If your children are ready in the teen years, say yinglach and meidlach, sit down with them. Okay, what's your plan? You have to have a kabbalah. You can't just come inside, but it doesn't happen. So can I be so salant? I've been so glad. I lived from last year to this year. Don't look like I had such a bad year. I didn't prepare last year. So can I be so salant? There was a marshal, Dr. Amuri, took a frightful marshal. So someone that did Aveda to the king. So the king says, oh, but the man is dying. Put him inside, without food, in a glass cage. Everybody should see. Kids said, one day they see the person there. One day, 2 days, so his pack was hungry. Here's about a week later, it's not checking the person without water, without food. So the king asked one of the sons, no, what's the matter? So they said, what are you talking? The guy's happy. He said, it's not checking. So the king goes, he takes a look, he sees. What's he do? He's biting himself off. So Rabbi Sosalan, the main says, and everything is okay, you ate yourself up. So you'll see at the end, there's nothing left. It's empty, he doesn't have anything with him. I mentioned, it's Ernst the Tag. I remember when I was in Nevada by Uri Hain, that was very high, the next level from Shaul Miller, is he didn't let us buy an Esrik. He said, Esrik, you could be Yitzhak with somebody else's. The Chilv Tzibishin, the Hodder, and more Hodder, a little more Hodder, but that's Yitzhak again with that. Oh, but Tshuva, how much time are you spending in Tshuva? And he didn't let us, he did not let us. And when he bought an Esrik, he bought only something that was Mohudder, but not everybody. You know, Esrik is Rashi Tevis, Alti Vienu Regal Gaiva. I mean, the ganze Esrik, hovach for Andre. You see my Esrik? Brisk. I'm crazy. With the Esrik thing. Not with the matzahs. I don't know, but these two mitzvahs became so distorted. I don't know what happened with Bittul Torah, what happened with Lashon Hara, what happened with all the other ones with the mitzvahs. What happened over there? Tshuva. I'm not one of the family. Choshev people left the world. Choshev people are not here. They're not here to be misfell for us. I mentioned that was Kamat Tan Zechalei. Unless you give $18 to Kupas Ha'ir, and Rabbi Yashiv is going to have him a few 4 hours before the Kreisel, 400 million thousand names, that him together with the Zuchke Rebbe, and I don't know the names, I just get lost with all these big names and small names, all going to miss Baal Fuse, got it all done deal. Don't go to anybody for a bracha! Make it real! Rav Zelmer, the Malach, the Goy told Rav Zelmer that if the Malach comes, you don't learn. Don't take it. Tell him you don't want. Alain is real, Shepherd, real. It's real. You're saying on all these crutches and you. You come empty, you manage to come empty. It's not Ernst. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not Ernst, by us. Rabbi Neder will be Mamshech on Thursday. Thursday night in Mirz Hashem, Abo Aleinu L'Toiva, Ulevrocha, at 11 o'clock, we'll be Mamshech, the Hemshech will be here, and Benegay to Vidui, what a person should do Benegay to. I just know, please be Moichel. Eistach, my business to build a bit. I still didn't change. Ula Yerach, maybe I'll change if you're Mismal for Alta Yid, maybe you'll get. Zayma Moichel, I say Bituim, maybe people.